平安夜。
We want to thank the choir for leading us to sing the Silent Night, and indeed we all need to sing Silent Night.
因为在这个充满矛盾跟危机的时间，我们特别需要这个平安的信息。
Especially in this era, full of conflict and full of conflicts, and it is a time that we need peace.
可能有人看到今天的主题“似非而是”，你又相当的不平安。
Perhaps you look at the title of today's preaching. It's called the Paradox of Christmas. That was stirred up in your heart.
这个 paradox, 这个似是而非，这个字非常困难的翻译。
The English word paradox, is very difficult to translate from Chinese.
我举几个例子，你希望你能够明白。
I'd like to give you a few examples to help you to understand.
好不容易美国大选过了。
Well, finally, the election is over.
所以还在吵吵闹闹。
But yet, the argument still continue.
但是如果你没有投川普，恭喜你。
If you did not vote for Donald Trump, I want to congratulate you. He wants to congratulate you.
你未来四年可以骂人了。
Because you have a chance to criticize him for the next four years.
如果你不幸投了川普，你就挨骂了。
If unfortunately you voted for him, and you're the one to be blamed.
民主好不好?
Is democracy a good system?
当然好。
Of course good.
哦，南韩的朴总统马被弹劾，要罢免他。
The president of South Korea is being impeached.
所以现在南韩人要往北韩去移民吗?
Would the South Koreans migrate to the North Korea?
最近从北韩送出一封信来。
There's a letter delivered from North Korea.
说我们的领导金正恩真好。
Says our president, President Jin is wonderful.
啊，社会太平。
Well, there's tremendous peace in our society.
人民安居乐业。
Everyone lived wonderfully.
歌舞升平。
And we do song and dance all the time.
哎呀，气候凉爽。
And it's good climate.
军事强大。
Our mighty, powerful military.
军事稳定。
Everything is peaceful, is stable.
没有人抱怨。
No one complains.
只有一个人抱怨，已经与卓成枪决。
There's one complainer, but he was executed yesterday morning.
哎，不知道为什么。
We don't know why.
川普接了个电话。
Donald Trump received a telephone call.
不晓得他们在谈要做什么川菜。
We don't know what they're talking about. Maybe Sichuan delegates.
引起轩然大波。
And has stirred up the uproar.
哎呀 ，paradox.
These all are paradoxes.
我们能够征服外太空。
We can conquer the outer space.
却没有办法征服我们内心世界。
But we cannot bring peace to our inner being.
我们做更大更宽的公路。
We build wider and wider highways.
但是我们人的观点越来越窄狭。
Yet our viewpoints are getting narrower and narrower.
我们能够坐火箭到月球再回来。
We can build rockets to go to the moon and come back.
我们很难得走到我们对街的邻居说声好。
But rarely we'll go across the street to send our greetings to our neighbor.
我们能够把核子都分裂了。
We can split the atom.
但是没有办法解我们跟人的冤仇。
Yet we cannot resolve the argument we have with our neighbors.
现在科技好快。
The technology is wonderful.
打几个字一送无远弗届。
You can just type on your computers and twiddle it and it will send all over the world.
但是你不能防止对方就把它 delete 掉，把它消掉了。
But the received person may just simply delete it.
这些都是是非而是。
All these are sort of a paradox of each other or conflict of each other.
好不好？我们一起起立来念今天要念的经文。
Shall we all rise to read the scripture for today?
我们一共从五节念到十一节，在腓立比书的第五章。
The Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11.
为了公平起见，五节到八节用中文念。
So we'll be reading in Chinese from verses 5 through 8.
And the English from 9 to 11. 9节到11节, 我们中文才念5、6、7、8, 好不好? 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心, 他本有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为抢夺的, 反倒虚己, 取了奴仆的形象, 成为人的样式, 既有人的样子, 就自己卑微存心顺服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上。
Verse 9. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
主，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we have come before you.
我们需要你开我们的眼睛。
We need you to open our eyes.
需要你打开我们的心房。
Open out our hearts.
看见在这一切是非而是的中间充满了你的真理。
That in this very confused world, we can see through your truth.
从一个软弱的婴孩看见这位至大至公的神。
From a rather weak newborn baby, we can see this mighty God.
我们求你借助这些是非而是的真理。
Perhaps we ask you to help us to understand the paradox.
让我们看见这位真的救主和我们的救恩。
Then we can see to find the true Savior and His relationship with us.
奉耶稣基督美丽的名字。
In the beautiful name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 各位请坐。
Please be seated.
刚刚我们看见第六节说到他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
In verse 6 it says, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used in his own advantage.
在今天的听到笔记里面，一共只有这四大点五点。
In the handout, in the notes, in your bulletin, there are four points.
通常人家知道我讲道常常是前面重后面轻。
As if you're very used to how I preach, you know I put a lot of times at the very beginning.
今天是故意这样子的。
Today I've done this purposely.
所以你不要觉得第一点没有讲完，你一直看表，底下心脏一直跳，平安夜都不见了。
And you're going to see that I will spend a lot of time on the first point, and don't lose your patience with that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这边说，他这位神子本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。It
says this Son of God, who has the very nature of God, but he's not taking that as to be of advantage.
在约翰福音第八章的里面，耶稣基督在众人的中间。
In John chapter 8, Jesus was speaking among people.
他说的这句叫人跌破眼镜的话。
He made this statement that made a lot of people feel like they have lost their eyeglasses.
他说,你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day.
好像炎黄的子孙说,你们的皇帝仰望我的日子一样。
It's like us, we're talking about our first emperor was looking forward to seeing us.
老百姓都不懂,你说你比我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕还老吗?
The people are confused. They feel like, how come you say you're older than our ancestor?
这耶稣基督是回答说,没有亚伯拉罕,你们老祖宗还不在的时候,就有了我。
Yet Jesus' answer was, even before Abraham, there was I.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,他在这边用出一个神的名字, I am, 我是。
And he used the God's self-proclaimed name, I am.
所以你会发现,耶稣基督的降生不是在我们圣诞节这边的这一个小 baby。
Therefore, you know, Jesus existed before he became a newborn baby.
这又是一个 paradox, 又是一个是非而是的事情。
Is this a paradox, or is this something difficult for you to understand?
我们过圣诞却不知道耶稣基督的生日到底是哪一天。
We're celebrating his birthday, but we do not know when is his birthday.
如果你能找到证据，我送你美金一百块。
If you can find a proof, I will give you $100 too.
Yeah, elder going to give you $100. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么他说还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我？
Why did he say before Abraham, I am?
在约翰福音那边给约翰使徒约翰来介绍耶稣基督的时候，
When Apostle John was introducing Jesus, this is what he said.
十二个字，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the God, the word was God.
你记得这一个道？
You remember this, the word, the word W is with uppercase.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到第一章第一节到第三节这么说，第十四节他说道成了肉身，这个道成了一个穿上的一个肉身。
On verse 14 it says the word again is it's a uppercase W became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
住在我们的中间，丰丰满满的，有恩典，有真理，我们见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Made his dwelling in this world and full of
glory and grace.
Glory and
we have seen his glory in the face. It's okay. 所以你在这边，你很明显的，约翰在这边第一节说的这个道，神的话 ，logos 这个逻辑，就是十四节的耶稣基督。
So the word logo mentioned in verse 1 is the same as the logo said in verse 14.
前几个礼拜我们跟那个汤老师在那边研究代数的时候，我说你能不能把这个耶稣基督带进去？algebra.
Can you see Jesus in algebra?
所以如果你把耶稣基督带入那个道那个字，就是太初有什么？你代数不会忘记了。
So, pastor is asking you to substitute the word with the word Jesus.
太初有，跟我一起来，耶稣基督，耶稣基督与上帝同在，耶稣基督就是神。
In the beginning was Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was with God, and Jesus Christ was God.
他不需要在一个日子里面生下来，生在马槽里面。
There's no need for him to come down to be born in the manger.
因为婴儿 key 在那时间的开始的时候，还没有时间空间的时候，他已经在那边。
Because he existed in the very beginning, before the beginning of time.
所以我们看到创世纪的时候，当这位造物主在造人、造全宇宙穹苍的时候
，So in the book of Genesis, when described the God, the Creator who's creating the universe,
他说：“我用黄颜色的跟绿颜色的表现他的不同。” I use a different color.
Oh, God did not use yellow. Pastor Sun uses yellow and green on the screen.
I'm too little compared to God. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他这边说按照我们的形象，按照我们的样式来造人。
So God says, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness.
这个地方它的代名词所有格用了一个多数的。
There the representation is plural.
有一般人说在希伯来文里面，希腊文里面用多数的表示尊称 the plural of majesty.
Okay, the plural means to 尊称 means majesty.
就好像中国人说你也说是您是一样的意思。
The same way we describe it in 你 or 您 in Chinese.
但是二十七节，神就照着自己的形象造人，也照着他的形象造男造女。
So God created mankind in His own image, in the image of God, He created them male and female.
你刚刚听见长老的英文翻译，用着他自己 His own image.
His own image was written over there in green.
不再是他们。而是他的形象
Not only them, but his own image.
你说三而一的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
The triune God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音说神是个灵。
Here it describes in the, In the Genesis, God is a spirit.
你我没有办法看见他。
You and I cannot see him.
但是从创世以来，在历史的里面，他有多次的出现，是用人所能看得见的。
Yet throughout the history, in the Bible, when he appeared, he appeared in the shape of a mankind.
他有一个形象。
He has an image.
如果这个形象被人看见，能够照这个形象来造人的时候，这个形象就是耶稣基督。
In the shape, in the image of mankind, that image is Jesus Christ.
在旧约的里面，多少多少次，我在这边只摆了六七次，在夏甲被离家出走的时候。
Well, just like in this record, when Haggai was cast out from Abraham's house.
在创世纪的十六章，在那边走投无路，在这边说耶和华的使者在路上遇见他。
But here it describes that the angel of Jehovah found her.
而且这位耶和华的使者对他说话。
And the angel of Jehovah spoke to her.
在七节、九节、十一节都在再三的提说这一个 angel of Jehovah， 这位主的使者。
Repeatedly, it was mentioned as the angel of Jehovah.
到了十三节，夏甲听见这个天使的这个慈爱的话、恩典的话，他就称跟他说话的耶和华为看顾人的神。
Afterwards, Haggai said.The one, the Jehovah, who spoke to her is the God himself.
所以他是耶和华的使者天使呢，还是耶和华的神自己呢？
Was he the angel of Jehovah, or was it Jehovah himself?
很多读圣经的人说，在那边被夏甲碰见的那一位，就是这位圣子。
And many theologians would agree that the angel of Jehovah is Jesus Christ himself.
他是耶和华的使者。
He was the angel of God.
他是耶和华的信差的 messenger.
He is the messenger of God.
到了创世纪十二十二章那边，神叫亚伯拉罕献他的儿子以撒。
In Genesis 22, God has asked Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac.
这位耶和华的使者又出现了。
And this angel of Jehovah appeared again.
但他那边说耶和华说。
But then here it says.Jehovah said,
我只做自己启示说
I swear that in my own name.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到了雅各在他的梦里面，在创世纪三十一章，神的使者在梦中跟雅各显现。
In Jacob's dream, the angel of Jehovah appeared in the dream of Jacob.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这个时候，他回头讲到过去多少年，二十年前曾经跟他显现的这位神。
Then he remembered the God who appeared to him 20 years ago.
在巴旦亚兰的旷野，在那边成为一个伯特利。
And there became a Bethel, which is God of Bethel.
到创世纪三十一章，这位神的使者跟他见面的时候，他说：“我是伯特利的神。”
Then when the angel of God.Appeared to Jacob at that place, and he told him, "I am the God of Bethel."
这位史前的道成肉身之前的耶稣又出现了。
This Jesus Christ, before he came flesh, and he appeared again.
更神秘的是，在创世纪的第三十二章，在雅各回去要见到，马上要见到哥哥的前一天。
Continue on with the recording in Genesis.When Jacob went back, wanted to see his brother.
在紧急关头
，in the very urgent moment,
性命交关
，and matter of life and death.
如果这些圣经故事你都不知道，所以你都某鸡斗啊。但是都在圣经里面。
Go back to read your Genesis, please.
正在他这个紧张的时候，那天晚上跑出一个人。
In this very nervous moment, in that evening, a man came out.
我第二天要见到这个哥哥，这哥哥也追杀我的哥哥啊。
Jacob was going to see his brother Esau, who was going after his life.
我不晓得明天我的命运如何，我的家人如何。
I don't know what I will be, where I will be, whether I be alive or not tomorrow.
哎呀，真是跑出一个程咬金跟我摔跤。
Yet here comes a man wrestle with him.
哇，跟他摔了一整夜。
Wrestled the whole night.
摔了一整夜之后，哎呀，那个人好像还输他了。
And that person seems to be losing.
哎呀，在马上要打完了之后，这个人好像输家，就在他的大腿摸上摸了一把，中国人叫点穴。
So that losing person twisted Jacob's muscle on his leg.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在那一天，这个人他改雅各的名字，他说：“你不要再做雅各，你叫做以色列。”
And that very day, this person told Jacob, "From now on, your name will no longer be Jacob, but be Israel."
因为你与人与神较力摔跤都得胜。
Because you have won the wrestling with people and with God.
哇，这个雅各这一路红灯呢，很不顺利的一辈子啊。
Oh, there are many red lights in Jacob's life.
但是他是啊，关关难过，关关过。
It seems to be a lot of a difficulty in his life, but he's able to overcome them one by one.
他每一次征战都得胜。
Every fight.Every struggle he had,
这个人跟他说：“你跟人还跟神都得胜。”哇
！This person says not only with people but also with God.
所以在那个地方亚伯渡口以后，雅各就把那个地方叫做皮鲁伊勒。
There, God told him this place is called Peniel.
这个是神之面。
Because you have seen God face to face.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，因为在这个地方见到神了。
Because at that very place, he saw God.
哎，刚刚你不是说那边有一个人吗
？Didn't you mention that that was a person?
这个神又在那个人中间出现。
But that person appeared to be God.
这个人神秘的人是谁呢
？Who was this person?
哇，到了出埃及记的时候，当摩西上了西乃山。
In the book of Exodus, when Moses went up to the Mount Sinai.
我好欢喜哦！今天好多的小朋友都坐在前面哈。
Many children are among us.
I believe you guys know those stories better than your parents.
也许你们比你们的父母对这个故事还更加的熟悉。
在那个荆棘的火焰的里面。
Right in front of the burning bush.
在出埃及记第三章那边说，耶和华的使者在荆棘火焰里面对摩西显现。
Exodus chapter 3, it says, God's angel appeared in the burning bush to Moses.
但是到后来摩西要过去看个究竟的时候，他这边忽然间说，神说这个地方是圣地。
When Moses approached the burning bush, wanted to see what happened, then it says, God called him.
不止一次神看见他要走过来，神就跟他说，这个地是圣地，把你的鞋子脱下来。
More than once, when God saw he was approaching and told him, do not take off your shoes because this is a holy land.
刚刚不是说 the angel of Jehovah, 那个是耶和华的使者，怎么这边变成神说的呢？
Yet we can see that exchange from angel of Jehovah to God himself.
这个在荆棘火焰里面的向摩西显现的使者又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。
Then this angel of Jehovah who appeared in the burning bush told Moses that I am the God of your father, God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob.
摩西在写这一段的时候，他说，我蒙起眼睛来，因为我怕看见神。
This was written by Moses himself. He hid his face because he was afraid to look at.
到底这位使者又是谁呢
？Who was this angel of Jehovah?
哎呀，我最后一处，保证最后一处。
保证最后一
处。到了但以理书的时候。
In the book of Daniel,
当尼布甲尼撒见了那个大象。
When the king Nebuchadnezzar,
大家都要下拜。
Everyone should. He asked everyone to bow, kneel down to worship him.
先知但以理跟他三个朋友
But Daniel and his three friends.
啊，这一段记载啊，丹尼里不在，不晓得是出差到 Boston 还是到哪去，不知道。
Well, for some reason, Daniel was not among his three friends.
所以他的三个朋友就面对这个烈火窑的审判。
So his three friends was facing the judgment of the furnace.
所以凡是不向尼布甲尼撒王的这个大的像下拜的，就要丢在烈火窑里面烧死。
For those who refuse to bow down to the image, actually to a statue of the king, are going to be burned in the furnace.
但以理书第三章那边说，把他带下去的人，把他们推下烈火窑的人，都被火烧死。
And it says in the Bible that the guards who was pushing the three people into the furnace, the guards themselves were burned.
但是当他们这个王在看烈火窑里面的情况的时候
，But then when the king was looking into this furnace,
发现被捆绑的、推下去的、活活烧死的是三个人。
For those, there were three was bound and pushed into furnace.
他说：“我不是扔下去三个人吗
？”Didn't I ask you to throw three people into the furnace?
这个王是个外邦王，是一个不认识神的王。他说：“怎么会？我们看见有四个人在里面。
”This Gentile king.He did not recognize God, but then he said, "I saw four people in the furnace."
那第四个，他的脸面像神子。
The fourth one, his face looks like the Son of God.
谁是这位神秘的神子呢
？Who was this mysterious Son of God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是他本有神的形象，他跟神是同尊。同荣同等。
This is the one who has the very, very nature of God, and he's equal to God.
犹太人不明白，你怎么会比我们亚伯拉罕还老呢
？The Jews could not understand how come you're older than Abraham.
所以他回答说 ，Before Abraham was, I am.
I am. And his answer was, Before Abraham, I am.
那就不应该过圣诞节怎么办？
Perhaps we should cancel Christmas.
但是在哥勒在哥希伯来书那个地方说，在讲到一个麦西底德，又是一个神秘的人物。他说他无生之始，无命之中，无父母，无家谱，跟神的儿子相似。
In the book of Hebrew introduces this very high, the highest priest, Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
And he's the one without genealogy, without mother, without family, without a beginning of days of ends of life.
他需要过生日吗
Would he need to have a birthday?
他需要你来为他庆祝圣诞吗
Would you need him to celebrate Christmas?
哎呀，你早知道昨天晚上我不来了，今天也不用来了。
It's canceled this morning.
That's right. 已经进行了。亲爱的弟兄姐妹。是的，圣经明明的隐藏他是到底哪天出生的。
Yes, indeed, the scripture, the Bible has never told us which day Jesus was born.
因为他无生之始，无命之中。
Because he's without father or mother or genealogy.
因为他是那位 Creator.God.
Because he was the creator. He is the creator God.
之后我们继续念下去腓立比书第二章的时候他反倒虚己取了人的样式。
Yet in the book of Philippians it says rather he made himself nothing, 虚己, by taking the very nature of servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹在这个地方就他就从一个永恒的神性走到了人间。
So from a complete God,completely nature of God, he came down to this earth.
所以在诗篇二章七节那边说到，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Psalm 2:7 says, "You are my son, but today I have begotten you."
有一个 today， 有一个今日。
There was a today.
不是说耶稣基督在这个日子以前他不存在。
It does not say that Jesus did not exist from that today.
他是造物的主宰，永恒到永恒，他一直在。
He was the creator. He is the creator from eternal to eternal.
他可以在用神的使者向人显现。
He can appeal to you as an angel of God.
他可以用道来向人显现。
He can appeal to you as word.
他超越时空的跟人对话。
He's transcend the time and the space.
但是却有一个今日，他今日被生下来。
He can have a dialogue with human being, but yet there is a today that I will give birth to.
那位超越时空者走入时间跟空间的里面。
This creator who is transcended to all the time and space, he took the step, became flesh into the time and the space of.
那位属灵的神偶然向人以他的肉身的形象向人显现的那一位。
This is spiritual God took the shape and image of a flesh to appeal.
他竟然显现在物质的世界里面。
He appealed in the material world.
他这位超越时间的神,
this God who transcends everything,
对他没有过去, 没有现在, 没有将来, 他是 I am, 永远的现在是。
To him there's no past, there's no end. To him he is the Alpha, he is the Omega, but he appealed to man.
多好, 我们长老说, 他是 Omega, 他是 Alpha, Omega 和 Alpha, 感谢主, 他是初, 他是终。 那这一位, 他却选了一个今日有一个日子, 他被生在马槽的里面。
But here, the psalm says, Today I have begotten you.
他虚己, 有人把他翻成倒空自己, 也对, 也不对, 他到底有什么没有被倒空。
In Philippians says, He emptied himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 他从来没有倒空他的神性。
He never emptied. He emptied himself to become flesh, but he never emptied his true nature of God.
这又是一个 paradox, 是非而是。
Well, this is difficult to understand.
耶稣基督是那位真神, 又是那位真人。
He is a true God and a true man.
他降世为人的时候, 他从来没有把他的神性倒掉。
He came to flesh, but he never lost his God nature.
他在一个降卑的里面,
in the shape, in the sense of humbleness.
我记得我以前讲过,
I remember I talked about this before.
以前我在读研究所的时候, 到了暑假, 到餐馆去打工。
One day, when I was a grad student, I went to work in a restaurant.
Yeah. 是 New Jersey 当时最 fancy 最贵的 餐馆。
It's an upscale restaurant.
你若给我50块钱, 我告诉你是哪一家。
And you need to pay me $50 before I can tell you which one that is.
结果我跟另外一个同学, 在里面打扫整洁。
And I was working there to clean up the place with another friend.
就有一个 waiter 把他的盘子整个tray打到地上。
Another waiter dropped his tray with all the dishes in the tray onto the floor.
那个餐馆的小老板, 一吹口哨, you and you, 过来清地。
So the boss, the son of the boss, says, you too, come over here, clean this up.
我的同学气得要死, 他也是基督徒。
My friend was very upset, and although he was a Christian too.
他现在在加州做长老。
He's an elder in California?
In California.
Not a pastor?
No, not yet. Yeah. Just like him. 趴在地上。 我们堂堂读书人为五斗米折腰在这边给你吹口哨好像叫狗一样。
And we are the intellectuals, and yet we have to clean this up and work like a dog.
哎呀，我们一个研究生啊，怎么可以给你这样的差遣呢？
We are grad students. How come we had to work like such?
我跪在地上在清那些乱七八糟的食物的时候，
When I was doing this,
我忽然间想到，耶稣基督这位神为我虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。I
was suddenly reminded that Jesus Christ with this very nature of God, and come to this earth, take up the image of a servant.
你我好委屈哦。
Maybe you feel like you're
mistreated. 他为什么要来?
But why did he want to come?
他穿上人的样式, 你说人他有什么不好看?
He became this image of a person.
他是在天使天君面前接受赞美的那位造物主。
He was the one who received all the praises and glories from angels and a host in heaven.
他来到这个苦难的世界, 这个做亡国奴的犹太人。
He came to this world with tribulation to become a very poor country, citizen of a very poor country, Israel.
他成为一个会饿的人。
He became the person who can get hungry.
他成为一个会累的人。
He's the person who can get tired.
我觉得长老跟我 我们跪下来祷告起来都你扶我我扶你的。
When we kneel down to pray, it's rather difficult to stand up again because of our age.
他们在笑我们,再过几年,你差不多。我们被败坏辖制,我们就是在这个身体里面。
We live in this tent, in this body.
为什么他要成为这样的一个奴仆的形象,成为人的样式?
Why did he want to come to the world to take up the body, the physical body of a human being?
不光是如此,他谦卑顺服以至于死,而且死在十字架上面。
Not only so, he became so obedient to death and died on the cross.
他不是回教的暴徒嘞。
He was not a terrorist.
他不是随便拿着枪拿着东西去害人打死人的人呢。
He was not someone who would hold a machine gun and kill other people.
他没有做任何一件错事。
He did not commit any sins.
他没有来革罗马的命。
He was not a revolutionist.
他是被革命。
He was the one who lost his life.
各位，你有哪些是革命家？你不要做革命家，你要像耶稣，你是被革命家。
I encourage you to become like Jesus, the one to give up what you have.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,他为你我的罪死在十字架上。
For your and my sin, he died on the cross.
所以我已经从他是神子,讲到他是人子,就讲到他是救世主。
So from his divinity or deity and his humanity, now we're talking about his messianic nature.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,他的救世,他来到这边成为一个代罪的羔羊,是我们的 kinsman redeemer,是我们的至敬的亲属,为我们赎罪的那一位。
He became the redeemer. He redeemed our sins by dying on the cross for you and I.
这位奥秘的人子,
this perhaps mysterious son of man,
按照他的本质,他是神的儿子,是本质的神性。
In his very nature, he's son of God. He's son, he's God.
那神学喜欢用你看不懂的字,叫做 ontological sonship.
Some word I don't understand, ontological.
是本体论,他本来就是神。
That's his very nature. It means his very nature, he's God.
之后讲到他的 anthropological 的 sonship, 他是人子,他是降卑的人性。
From the human history, human development point of view, he became a person. So he became a human, has his humanity.
继续的说到他的 messianic sonship, 他的救世主性。
Then we talked about his messianic sonship, means he came to this world to become our redeemer, to redeem our sin.
他不只是一个基督教的创始人。
He is much more than just the beginning, a beginner, a founder of Christianity.
他也不是一个教主。
He certainly is not a head of a religion.
但是他这位 savior, 这位救主。
But he is a savior.
他是 redeemer.
And he is Savior, and he comes to redeem our sin.
摆上他的生命,
he gave up his life
要赎你的命,
to redeem your life.
把你我从这个混乱冲突的世界里面把我们救出来。
To save us from this world, the full of confusions and conflicts.
当他降生的时候, 他必须死。
When he came to the world, and he must die.
但是你不要忘记, 他跟你我这个小小的人不一样啊。
But we should always remember he was different from us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，接着九节到十一节，我不细讲，神就把他升为至高，赐给他超过万民之上的名，要万妻向他跪拜，向万口向他承认。
So from verse 9 through 11, that God has exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess.
赞美他，他是神子。
He is the Son of God.
他是人子。
He is the Son of Man.
他是救赎主。
He is the Messianic Redeemer.
他也是那位从死里复活、升天得荣耀的主。
He is the one also come back from dead and be glorified and raised up to heaven.
如果你看了这一段的圣经，你说保罗在腓立比书实在写了一篇太伟大的基督论 Christology。
If you agree that Paul has written an enormous Christology. Christology in this book.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不要忘记第五节。
But please do not forget verses 5.
他真正在讲，让你我跟人相处的时候，以基督的 mindset, 基督的心思为心思。
Paul is encouraging us to take up the same mindset as Jesus Christ.
今天你跟谁看他不顺眼？
If you look at someone and you feel like you don't like that person,
说不定人家也看你也不顺眼。
And maybe the feeling is mutual.
你不是要去跟他对打。
You're not going to go there to.
以耶稣的心思为心思。
You should have the same mindset as Jesus Christ.
那是什么个心思呢？
What kind of mindset is that?
如果你要我再讲一遍，那又要请听一个钟头了。
We're going to stop here.
Thank you.
弟兄们，请起立。
Let's rise.